Monsters from the Basement.
This is Tuesday night, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing. I'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode of Monsters from the Basement, because tonight I've got a very special guest for you, actress that appeared in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, along with Robert Englund, among many other film credits. And she's also a singer who just released a brand new CD last week. Would you please help me in welcoming Tuesday Night? How are you doing today, Tuesday?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. I just want you to know that I've always wanted to interview you, and I've always wanted you on the show, and I'm glad that I finally got the chance to do it.
Oh.
As I stated before, you're a singer and an actress. When you were growing up, was there one that you wanted to do more than the other?
Actually, I kind of did both of them, even when I was little. You know, I kind of did both of them.
Now, as far as the singing goes, how did you first get involved with singing?
I just got a band together and, wanted to do music. I mean, my dad was a big songwriter, and so I was around music like my whole life. So, that was kind of like my first love was the music, and, that's how I started.
Now, you appeared in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. Was that your very first movie?
Yeah, that was my first movie role.
Do you have any memories of making that film?
Yeah, all pretty good ones. They were pretty good. Some were, it was hard to work on it sometimes because they wanted me to do a lot of stunts, and I wasn't really able to do it, so it was kind of hard to do them. It was kind of hard. They were mad at me.
But other than doing the stunts, do you have good memories of making the movie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely. Fond memory. Plus, all the people that I've met and the fans are so, like, loyal and, you know, really great. So, I had a great time. Yeah.
So, what was Robert Englund like to work with?
Oh, he was amazing. He was amazing. Very funny, very sweet, sweet man. I had a great time with him.
I've always heard he's very nice and very intelligent as well. I think he reads, what, 3 newspapers a day every morning?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's great. He's really informative. He's really brilliant, yeah.
Now, one of your songs, Running from the Nightmare, was featured as a theme song for the movie.
Yeah, yeah, I wrote it too.
Is that a song that you'd already written, or did you write it specifically for the movie?
No, I wrote it specifically for the movie.
What are some of the other films that you've appeared in?
Oh, gosh. I did a movie with Robert De Niro called Mistress. I did a show with Drew Barrymore called 2000 Malibu Road. The X-Files. Lots of movies on Lifetime, stuff like that. Gosh, I'm trying to think, and I can't even think of which ones I've been in. Lots.
Now, as far as singing and acting, do you have one that you prefer over the other?
Well, I really prefer acting. That's really my first love, but singing comes close. I mean, whenever I'm doing either one, whatever one I'm doing at the time, I give 100%. So I think I'm involved 100% when I do each one, you know? So I can't really say.
Now, I know for a while you were involved with a David Bowie tribute band.
Oh, that was great fun.
Are you a big David Bowie fan?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of David Bowie, but more so the guy who plays him in the band is just amazing. I had a great time playing keyboards and singing background.
How did you get involved with that?
Through him, through David, the one who does the impression of David Bowie. He is a friend of mine, and he asked me to come and sing with him, and then it just turned out really well, and then I stayed with him.
How long were you in that band?
For about 4 years, 5 years.
Now, I know you've got a new CD that just came out last week called Faith. Care to talk about that a little bit?
It's a compilation of music that I've done over the years. And I thought that, you know, the fans would like to hear some of it because it's really rare stuff. You know, nobody has it but me. And so I wanted to make it public for the fans and for Facebook people, and, you know, so that they could hear more of my stuff.
Are all the songs on the CD original compositions?
I did one cover. The rest of them I either wrote or co-wrote.
Well, that's very cool.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any songs that you've written stashed away somewhere for future release?
Yeah, I have some, sure. I have some stashed away.
Do you plan on putting out some more music in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to do a new record next year, so that'll be fun.
Now, I know you can only get the CD through your website, right?
Right, yeah. There's a website you can go to. It's www.np-ent.com.
Now, with the new CD out, are you going to be doing any touring or promoting of the album?
Well, I'm doing some conventions. I'm doing one in Baltimore next weekend, and then I'll be doing one in Florida in October, and another one in November. So I'm going to be doing those, and I'll bring them to the conventions.
You just started doing conventions this year, right?
Yeah, I just did one convention in Jersey. It's really the first one I've done.
Have you ever been asked to sign some weird things?
Not really that strange, no. Just different, you know, things that they've collected over the years, you know, different things. There's one thing that I'm going to be signing that has, like, Freddy's glove coming out of it, out of the water, where I'm on the beach in the movie, and that thing, that glove comes at me. He has, like, that perched into, like, some, like, clay or something, and then he's bringing that.
Now, aside from working in movies, you also appeared on General Hospital for a while.
Oh, yeah. That was my very first job as an actress. Yeah, it was fun. I did it for about 2 years.
How does making a soap opera compare with making a movie?
Well, I think soap operas really get a bad name when they're really amazingly... what is it? They're amazing because they teach you how to act. I mean, you've got to learn so much dialogue every night. It really trains you, and it really helps you become a better actor. With movies, you know, it's cut here, cut there, and you learn them very, you know, quickly. With the soap opera, it's completely different.
Now, with all the stuff you've done over the years, do you have anything that stands out in your mind as maybe your favorite?
Oh, yeah, definitely I'd say 2000 Malibu Road with Drew Barrymore. That was my favorite because I got to play a really, like, very unattractive girl and didn't have to worry about looks and you know, just, you know, could be worried about the acting instead, you know.
Do you have any actors or actresses that you looked up to while you were growing up?
That's a hard one. Betty Davis is a really amazing actress. Jessica Lange, I guess. It's so hard for me to answer because I like so many people.
You mentioned Jessica Lange. Did you get a chance to see her on American Horror Story?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love that show. Yeah.
I think she did a great job on that show.
Absolutely. I agree. Totally.
Now tell us, what are your plans for the future?
I just like to keep working as an actress and keep doing music. I like to be doing that, just to continue that, yeah.
Would you like to become a very famous actress?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I like to be a good one. That would be what would be my preference, is to be a good one. And then if I'm fortunate enough to be more known, then that would be great as well.
I know a lot of your fans are listening to the show. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I would definitely say thank you for all the loyalty and all the great stuff that they write me and just send me all the things that I get. Just thank you for all of that stuff, and I really appreciate it, and that I hope that this CD gives back to them and they like it.
Now, could you give us the name of the website where you can get the CD ad again?
Sure. It's www.mp-ent.com.
Tuesday, I'd like to thank you for appearing on the show, taking some time out from your afternoon talking with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I'm glad you had me on. Thank you so much.
Now, we have a lot of horror conventions down here in the South. I'd like to see you come to one day.
Yeah, I think I will be coming to the South. Yeah.
I know you've got a lot of fans down here that would like to meet you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I had a really fun time, and I would love to come back anytime.
And I'd like to wish you the best of luck in the future, Tuesday.
Oh, okay, thank you. Nice talking to you. Bye.